how long it's been.
Uh-huh.
We did this, and I thought this was what you wanted. Let me see where the check in it. We did this, and we did this in 56.
Uh-huh.
When we did this book, it was in 56. So this is, that's what some of the things that I told Mr. Magdo called
no,
and
no.
told his boy that we have and got this book too.
Yeah. I've got a lot of these questions to get. It's just, it's important for their study to have all this. And it's a,
well, I know about it because I had to do a, you know, survey.
Uh-huh.
And, but I did mine in Albany. It was a section of Albany that we had to, you know, go over. And we ran into some real nasty people.
Yeah.
They didn't want to tell us nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was real nasty. I never forget, we went to one lady's house and we just couldn't hardly, she just told them, I'm tired of y'all coming here worrying me. We couldn't get nothing out of school. We just had to leave, but our instructor told us, say, to go back again, but I couldn't go back.
No.
No, we couldn't get nothing out of this lady. So you find, you know, people, you know, like that when you're out working their heart from understanding the thing. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, let me get back to this. What do you call this? It's a little animal that has a real hard shell that lives in the water. It's got four legs and a little tail. Uh-huh. And what do you call the same thing that lives on land? What you call it?
Tapping.
Okay. And
now I don't know what the scientific name for them, all of them, you know, I haven't really studied about it, but you know now, I'm just talking about what we hold.
Yeah, that's what we're interested in.
All right, that's what I thought. What we did, what we call it.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the intestines of a hog that you can eat?
Chitlins.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg? The
tomato yolk and the white.
Right, okay. And what do you call this part of a man's body? Here.
Breast.
And what do you call it? It's a small, it's kind of boat. It's small and has a flat bottom on it. With oars. It has a flat bottom instead of this kind of bottom. I'm not going to know anything about
flat
the bottom.
Bottom.
And it has a, there's some that have pointed fronts and some have a square front. Have you ever heard like of a John boat?
John boat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it was a boat. I would just, I know, I believe it would come out of Batco, wouldn't it?
Okay. Yeah. That's another. Yes.
Uh-huh. Still in the war.
Right.
Batco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what we generally call them. You know, we shop in the front, you know, behind, and we get over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
Oh, the pillow slip.
Okay. And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, what would you call those beads altogether?
Necklace.
Okay, or would you call it, you'd say that, not other than necklace.
Charm.
Talking about beads, would you call it like a, strand of beads or a pair of beads?
Yeah, strand of beads, a pair of beads.
Okay.
Okay, that's where we go.
If two men have a fight and one of them beats the other one very soundly,